Hello. Welcome to Waldman's Words with Todd Koval, take two. We did the best episode, I think, of my entire show. And some cyber goons deleted it.
It's real cyber.
You're not supposed to talk yet, Todd.
I got confused.
It's okay. So we're here. Todd to my left. Alexa to my left. Mike to my right. And I actually just want to talk about previous shows. Because I'm kind of bored of talking about future guests, my management roster. So I'm just going to talk about how awesome this show is. We just started this calendar year, and we had Kevin Lyman from Warped Tour on this show in this exact studio, right where Alexa's sitting. We had a barrier. Did not sit where Todd is. No, there was a little bit of a barrier. And it was so cool hearing him talk about his history in music for the past, I think, like 30 years. So that was rad. I'm a huge AFI fan. I'm not going to deny that. And Hunter from the band AFI was in this studio. And he also has quite an expansive history. I've been focusing less on artists because artists are boring people and focusing more on people behind the scenes. But Hunter is not a boring person. No, no, no. Speaking of boring people, we had another artist in here named McKinley Kitts, who used to play in a band called Sunderland and then joined a band called Floor. And their full length, I believe, will be out on Fueled by Ramen Records this year. And cool side note, they toured with Halsey. I didn't realize how big Halsey was, but she sold out Madison Square Garden. So that's no small feat, especially being a little New Yorker. I was doing little New York Jewish voices before, like, hello, I've got an itch on my nose and now fish is dying. And we also had David Dominguez, who is a producer who told me that he almost got murdered in Mexico. You know, I hear that the crime right there is changing, and I hear they might build a wall, which will completely change the crime late. The crime late? Maybe crime will be late if it's on a different time zone, but the crime right there will be a little bit different because Americans won't be harboring. Oh my God, I'm talking way too much politics. So Waldman's Words is a very happy, happy show. Positive, positive people. We're going to rush this because we have another person coming in the studio really soon. So every single Tuesday night, you can listen to people like Todd or listen to mutes like Alexa at 5 p.m. She just like went like, wah, at 5 p.m. at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. This show is, my voice is cracking. I feel like it's a combination of my bar mitzvah and a bong. This show is going to be very special. We're going to do it completely different than any other show that we've done. We're going to start backwards. So stick around, enjoy these commercials, and tip your bartenders. Hello. Thank you. Welcome to Waldman's Words. We're going to start with advice with Todd Koval. Hello.
What up?
Wow, you look happy.
I'm so thrilled. I didn't sleep. I slept on the plane, like, on an Alaska flight, which
I was on an Alaska. That's a bad airline.
It is terrible.
And it's affiliated with American, and I brought two sets of headphones because I have the iPhone 7, and those headphones aren't compatible.
Yep.
But there was nothing to watch.
We didn't even have a TV.
Yeah, we didn't have a TV. There wasn't even a TV.
Just a cross-country flight in, like, seats that feel like paper mache and probably some shit.
I feel like paper mache shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so advice for life or music or anything. We could talk about at the very end of the show what you do.
Sure. I mean, it really depends. What kind of advice are you looking for?
Well, you work in artist management. How's my life?
Yeah.
How's my wife? Is that what you asked me? My wife is great. She took me to Portland for my birthday.
How old are we?
We? My wife and I combined are quite old because I just turned 36 and she is
33.
So together, dude, we're 69.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Holy
That's
shit.
How old we are. So we're legal senior citizen.
Okay. Do you get discounts on anything?
Like, this isn't you asking me questions, sir. This is me asking you questions. And yes, we do get discounts.
I'm very good at yes anding. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yes and. Did you do like improv Olympics or something? Or Growlings?
No. My first like entertainment job was a costume character. And you have to do like a lot of improv shit.
Where was that?
At formerly at Paramount's King's Dominion in Doswell, Virginia.
I love roller coasters.
Yeah, I vomit on those, so I have a bad like equilibrium problem.
I would recommend you avoid them.
Mm, it's a real something.
Or I would recommend you just go on them.
I used to. I used to. I'm like, oh, well, like my parents would never understand, like when we go when I was a little kid. And I would just vomit immediately after. And like, I want to go on the next one. It's a terrible idea. Just vomit all down yourself.
Everyone's different.
It really is.
They can't kick you out of the park for vomiting. That'd be racist.
I guess. Sure.
I'm telling you, this show's going to be weird today. We had, like, honestly the best show. I was so happy when we left. I'm like, oh, man, the people listening are going to love it. It doesn't exist. No one can hear it. You can't even illegally download it on Kazaa.
It exists in my mind.
Where is my mind?
I'm not sure.
All right. So advice. What advice would you give for someone who wants to manage bands? And tell me a little bit about your experience doing so.
Honestly, like I think advice is like it's really all in the eye of the beholder, or however you want to like say that.
We don't need Zen advice. No. I want some really general advice. Honestly, I'm serious. Yeah. I could ask you specific questions.
No. Like I think that there's like that stupid like age old adage of people like, oh, just follow your dreams and you can achieve anything. I think it's absolute bullshit. I think that
I'm not going to be in the NBA, yeah. Guys.
Mm-mm.
There's a 0% chance of that. Fish is not going to be in the NFL, try as he might.
Mm-mm. I wanted to be a professional hockey player. I'm like 5'3". That shit didn't happen.
No.
Mm-mm. They're like, yeah, the little kids league is that way. I'm like, but I'm 31.
I have a beard and a tattoo on my head.
I am not a child anymore, damn it. But no, like,
what if you were really morbidly obese and you could fill up the entire goal? That was always my thing. Like, then you could be professional. It's like what's
Goldberg
up?
On the Mighty Ducks. But he was terrible in the later movies, which is why he was replaced by the girl.
Goldberg, the goalie, was in Heavyweights.
Yeah. He's not a good actor, though.
He was in Freaks and Geeks. I think that, wait, I'm going to Google this as okay. We're talking about it. I think that he's had a recent scandal.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, I guess, besides playing hockey, talk about just advice and management that's not Zen and bullshit and cookie cutter, because you're not cookie cutter.
Okay. I'm actually going to, like, this is actually something I made a note of.
oh, really?
No. Like, it's like, I'm not good at remembering, like, exact quotes because I'm never really on, like, an accurate time zone. I have my own deal. But, like, from the most recent, like, NAACP Image Awards. I'm a huge fan of Denzel Washington, right?
Yeah.
Like, huge, like, role model for me. And there was a quote that he actually had, like, during his, like, acceptance speech. And it basically is thus. Keep working, keep striving, never give up. Fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. Ease, once again, is a greater threat to progress than hardship. So keep moving, keep growing, keep learning, see it work.
I think it's freaking awesome that you did that. No one's ever come here prepared to do anything.
I live in reminders and notes in my phone, dude.
Well, I want to tell you something. Goldberg from Mighty Ducks, I just need to read the headline.
I love it.
He tried to pee on me, says ex-girlfriend. Yep, that is the headline.
I mean, I would have been pissed if I was her.
Oh!
No, nothing.
You know what? I'm not happy with this backwards order, so we're gonna go from the beginning again. So try to remember what you said verbatim. How did we meet?
We met on the internet.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it was like one of those like creepy things like, hey, I like you. Let's be friends. I have facial hair. You do too. So I manage bands. Maybe you do too. And yeah, it was really cool. Like we met and got coffee. Like I looked at your butt a little bit.
Damn right.
It was great.
Is that because I was wearing PJ pants last time?
Well, I mean, it didn't really leave much to the imagination. There was like a lot of wiggle going on. I like that. Mm-hmm. For me, like it's nice.
Depends.
It's
nice. I was wearing them over.
You did? I didn't hear the swishing around though. Just like that.
Oh no, it was pre-accident.
Pre
yeah.
Pre-incontinence, I understand.
They have aisles for that at Civis.
They really do. Like, man depends. It's a real son bitch. Real son bitch. I'm hoping that I get there when I get old.
That you do get there
when
you're old?
Yeah, like my spirit animal is Frank Reynolds from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I'm currently in like that stage of my life where I'm more like Dennis, to where I just fly off the handle like random like dumb shit.
Literally?
Yeah. To where, like, you know, especially like when I come home from like an East Coast city, to where like it'll be like the littlest thing will like just
spur it off.
Yeah, I'm like, you dirty son of a bitch. You're like in the airport. Like,
that's called Tourette's, Todd.
I really think it could be. Really could be. Like, you know, whenever I was like checking my bag, they're like, can you put it on the
shut the fuck
I'm
up!
Like, you shut the fuck up, you dumb bitch. I'll put it where I put it.
And you have a weird accent when you do it. You're from Canada.
I know.
That makes no sense. That's like me going, I matey.
Hello.
I'm from Australia. South Long Island. My wife always says she's from South Central.
Beverly Hills.
She actually is from South Central Beverly Hills. She had a rough life. Mm. So let's talk about Canada. Besides your hockey dreams, what was it like growing up there?
Cold. Emotionally. Physically.
It's cold emotionally because of Trudeau?
No, see, honestly, I haven't been there while he was a prime minister, so. Like, granted, like,
that's
I'm there.
That's because you old as shit.
I'm old as fuck now. I think I'm older than him. But, no, like, realistically, like, it just taught me a very different sense of, like, what value was in everything. You know, like, you learn how to hunt, and it wasn't, like, you know, certain orange presidents, like, hunt for dumb shit.
Right, or Dick Cheney shooting exactly. a dude and having the dude apologize to him.
My bad, Dick.
I'm sorry I got in the way of your bullet.
Oh, it really hurt real bad, but I won't do it again.
Please vote for me.
Vote for me again, please. But
this
no,
is
like,
the weirdest episode of my show.
I'm so sorry. Yes. I'm so sorry, everybody. But, no, like, you know, you just have a very different outlook. You know, people care for each other in, like, your neighborhood. Like, if you saw, it's like the whole, like, see something, say something shit. To where, like, if somebody was like,
see something, I'm giving up on you.
Oh, my fucking God. I got serenaded. That's great. Didn't expect that today. But no,
and
like,
expect the unexpected on episode 2 of Todd.
Son of a bitch. But no, like, it was just a very different, you know, different belief system. It was huge.
Is there an official religion in Canada? Because I know that this is a Christian nation here.
Christian nation.
It seems
honestly,
like it's more tolerant.
I'm not that, like, I was never, like, I never got baptized, so I have no idea.
Uh-huh.
Like, my dad particularly wanted me to, like, form my own opinion on religion.
Wow.
And for me, I think it's, no offense to people that are religious, I think that they're all fun stories.
You know, like, I'm not offended by
yeah.
this.
Like, for me, like, I just think that with, like, religion in particular, like, it's just, that's cool, that's what you believe, but I don't have to.
You know what? If you really need a book to tell you not to kill people,
mm-hmm.
that's different.
Exactly. But no, in Canada's different. I like it.
Did
like
you give
it.
Up Canada for Lent?
Did I give up Canada for Lent? No, I gave up Canada for career advancement,
okay.
to be perfectly honest. Like, there is just, like, the dollar there is complete dog shit. But at the same time, it's just, when you're as hungry and vicious as I am professionally, it's just not the right place for that. Like, everybody, like, you know, while, like, growing up in an environment like that that is very welcoming and very kind-hearted, it's great when you're young. But when you're old, you know, like, one foot in the grave like I am, you just don't have time for that. Like,
that's
for me,
so
like,
sad, the first part
really
of that
is,
sentence.
Isn't
the,
it
really
is,
that one foot in the grave part. Cause
I'm really just inching closer to the end than I am the beginning, though.
I guess
just,
you might be closer to death than life.
I guess so.
Wow.
Just, really.
And his wife is sitting next to him. And
31 going on 91.
Wow. Baskin-Robbins flavor age.
I just wake up screaming. Made it to another day.
So tell me about touring.
Touring.
Speaking of waking up screaming.
So fun story, this past weekend, we were in National Harbor, Maryland. And it's a complete bullshit story, but I hate the place that we go to. Yeah. But my video guy was ordering Chinese food, which, you know, obviously I have to come in with a Chinese accent. And I know that that's incredibly, like, racist, prejudice, and all that bullshit. And he, like, calls the, you know, the Chinese restaurant, and it's a very, like, you know, very Chinese-heavy, like, accent. And she's like, oh, what do you want to say? So I'm, like, in the, like, back hallway. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to fuck this up.
Making like, notes on this.
Exactly. I was like, I'm just going to really screw this shit up. And he was just, like, getting ready to start the order. And I was like, oh, real fast.
Oh my God.
I just busted out, like, the old school, like,
Miss
Swan. I know.
What's going on right now?
It's a real son of a bitch.
Is the FCC going to sue us right now? It's bad.
It's real bad. But no, like,
so this is what touring is like.
Touring is honestly, there's a term that we have. It's called gig butt. As a professional technician and you're loading in, sometimes in swampy areas, and sometimes that swampy area becomes a crevice between your scrotum and your butthole. And it's
naturally,
of course. And if you don't powder that area appropriately, you get a really nasty rash. My first couple years touring, actually, this particular gentleman, he works with me as my president of artist management. So he has continued development.
He has a doctorate in gig butt.
He really does. He's a type 1 diabetic, and he has like a like pump site that pumps insulin in. And it was always really.
So he's got the beaties.
He's got diabetes. You can always tell when he was like experiencing a load because he would try to push road cases with his head. And I'm just like, hey Ben, like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Like, why are you pushing a road case that's like 500 pounds with your skull? Like, why is that a good idea? And you're just like, I'm just trying to get it to the truck and it's going like the other fucking way. I'm like, the truck's that way. Never mind.
Wait, I'm just trying to imitate.
Well, yeah. Like,
is he a fucking animal? Like, why is he doing that?
He could be. He's a strong son of a bitch. But mostly in the neck now. Not in the arms. He didn't really hit no reps in the arms or legs. But we would just have, like, you know, just juice boxes that were, like, off to the side. Like, hey, go drink this. You need to sit the fuck down for a little bit.
I mean, I'm just trying to get the visual of some schmohawk using their head to push a road case.
Mm-hmm. But, no, like, it's touring itself, like, you know, with that particular job, like, you know, it's a means to an end for me, like, from a financial standpoint, you know, like, for what I earn and what my opinions are of the people that I work with. Like, you know, especially as a 1099 contractor, like, you know, you kind of get free reign to say whatever you want in regards to it.
There's no HR lady.
There isn't really an HR. Like, you know, I think that, like, you know, no offense to the person who likes to think that they handle it. I'm the only person that's actually had legitimate HR experience. So for me, I'm just like, I'll have my opinion on it. And like, maybe my first year of touring with this company, I would say things. Now in year three, I'm just like, this shit ain't going to change. So last time I checked, I still get paid the same. So my opinion, they've already proved to be invalid. So I don't really give a shit. So I'm just going to do my stuff, shut up, and just keep moving.
Keep your head down. Well, not your head into the case.
Not into the case. That's a terrible idea. That's possible concussion.
That sounds horrible.
It really is.
Los Angeles is crazy.
You know what? Like, that every year that we've actually like hired somebody from like LSU. Every year.
Is that Louisiana State?
Yeah, every year.
That's where Shaq went.
Fucking Shaq. I was in Kazam.
And Sinbad was in an imaginary movie called Shazam. Ugh. Did you read about that? There's like people believe facts that aren't facts.
That's ridiculous.
Alternative facts, if you will.
That is a bad fucking phrase.
So you manage your wife.
I do, yeah.
Let's hear about that.
It's a struggle. I won't lie about that. Like, you know, being able to.
She's right next to you.
I know. But like being able to differentiate, like, you know, this
and
is.
And she's not even his wife.
She will be.
Fiancé.
But no, like, it's really like, it's hard to find like that break of like, you know, this is like, you know, husband and wife talking versus manager and artist, because there are some things that, like, you know, I don't like to hear, and there are some things that she doesn't like to hear, and like being able to tote that line and being able to have like a like harmonious environment within that, but also being able to tell each other to fuck off.
If you're ever not having a harmonious environment, can you just see like, listen, I'm your manager, and does that supersede like all this stuff?
Oh, that shit is, that's a dangerous play on that one.
Yeah.
To where it's just like, oh, well, cool. I also manage my body, so good luck. I'm like, you motherfucker.
Why do people use those threats? It affects them too.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, I get it. It's just like, you know, as a man, you're just like, well, shit. She's you know, consent is sexy, so I don't, it's like, it can't be
consent's anything important.
Exactly. Like, it's not like you're just gonna like wake up like hovering over top of somebody that you're married to, like, hey, how's it going? Remember what she said yesterday?
You sound like Jim Gaffigan.
Hey. Oh, hey, how's it going? Oh, hello there.
You know he doesn't curse in his act.
Really?
Yep. He's very clean.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
I saw him open, well, sham to that career, but I saw him with Sarah Silverman, Nick Swardson, and Chris Hardwick once.
Oh, my God.
It was a good show. That's, I laughed a few show times.
Belly laughs?
So you have a company.
I do.
It's called Ambiguous.
Mm-hmm.
And you have quite a plethora of people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear about those acts.
Honestly, like, it started off as, like, you know, just being two.
Just being two?
Yeah, just start off with 2 years old.
I was 2 years old.
I was 2 years old. I banged pots and pans together. We make music. Maybe it'd be a good idea.
Why is your 2 year old like, your 2 year old is an 83 year old black man?
It's actually inspired by Dusty Rhodes, a professional wrestler.
Oh my God.
Right.
Yeah.
Hot times.
American dream.
Yep. It's hot times, baby. Yeah. It's like the only
Sapphire
impression.
Yeah. Do you remember
Sweet
Sapphire?
Sweet Sapphire, yeah.
She was great.
May they both rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
But no, like, honestly, like, for me, like, it started off as both my fiance and a metal client that I still have to this day, Scream to Sirens. They were working with a producer that's right down the street from where we're at right now, who just wasn't producing good content for them, and it just kind of birthed from there.
Can you Google Maps their address right now?
Oh, I'll tell you the name. I have no
go
problem.
Go for it. This show is great.
Riot Van Productions.
Oh, I love them.
So they were down the street. It just wasn't what either client really wanted. And as their artist manager, while I was still figuring out what that was, it was my duty and privilege to be able to, you know, speak to that producer and say, hey, listen, this isn't working out and we need to just part ways. Granted, it was a much more heated discussion.
It sounds like it would be.
A lot of curse words. And for me, like, as, you know, a very short stature person, I have a very big presence in a room when I don't like something, and I make that very known. And it almost came to, like, you know, blows, and I removed myself from the room and I said, thank you so much, but we're taking our shit and getting the fuck out of here.
Did you say that calmly?
See, honestly, like, my argument style is very calmly because it pisses people off to where, like, somebody can just come in and just like, oh, well, fuck you and fuck this and fuck your parents. I'm like, okay, great. Well, what you said is invalid and I don't care. Opinions are wonderful, but yours sucks.
I mean, that's a better way to get stuff done, because if someone's yelling, I'm going to get serious now. Mm-hmm. If someone's yelling at you, it doesn't matter if they're literally giving you the cure for AIDS. Mm-hmm. You're just distracted by the volume.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's difficult to get things across.
But no, like that's my preferred, like, you know, like talking somebody off the ledge kind of thing. As far as like, you know, where we advanced from there, it was like, you know, as I'm sure, like, you know, the first struggle that you had too, like, you know, like how do you approach signing new people? Like, and for me, like, I didn't want to be a local company. I never wanted to be that. Mm-hmm. And we have clients, you know, all over the country. And for me, like, I wanted to be able to establish myself as a national company. That was very important to me.
International.
Exactly. Like, you know, like being able to find the right styles of music that I wanted to be involved in, and being able to find the right, really the right people, like the right fit. Because, like, you know, you can have, like, great music, but you could just be a piece of shit person.
Can't work with that.
And I can't. Like, you know, like, we've had, like, you know, clients, as all management companies do, clients come and go. And sometimes it's predicated off of, like, how that personal interaction is. And if you can't get through to somebody and their content is great, then good for them. But that content is going to go somewhere else, and I'm not going to be involved in it anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, kind of that's a hard thing to, like, you know, still be a fan of their music. Mm-hmm. And say, hey, great, when your albums come out, I'll buy them.
But I feel that I become less of a fan of someone's music if I realize that the person behind the music is a D-bag.
Mm.
It's hard for me to separate that. But at the same time, I get, like, when people say, what do you like, or do you have any guilty pleasures? I'm like, I still like MC Hammer. You know, I don't really outgrow what I've liked. I just don't listen to it as frequently. Anyway,
okay.
I digress.
I like that, though.
You're so supportive.
I really try to be.
So more about Ambiguous, because you actually have lived in two different countries, so mm-hmm. And you're trying to make this national. Not you don't want to be the LA scene manager. You don't want to be
like that. It's super important for me. Like, you know, there's a lot of, like, you know, especially like in, we have a lot of clients in the rock and metal genre, and like that's where I've been able to make a name for myself, like pretty quickly. And everyone's just like, oh, support the local scene. I'm like, I don't give a shit about the local scene, guys. I care about my clients. Like, no offense to the local scene. That's wonderful that there is, like, a, you know, community for that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time,
in LA?
It's, yeah.
Where is it?
It's honestly more towards the OC.
Okay.
Like, you know, at, like, Chain Reaction and, like, you know, some, like, you know.
The Malones?
Potentially.
Okay.
But, like, you know, Glasshouse and, like, stuff like that. Like, you know, and no offense to any of those places or promoters or any of that. But at the same time, for me, like, I never wanted to be considered I'm a huge fan of Kevin Hart. I never wanted to be considered a lab. And if you're not familiar with the term, it's a local ass bitch. And I never wanted to be that.
Okay.
And that was...
You want to be a gab, a global ass bitch.
I'm still a bitch, so yeah, that's why.
Okay.
But it, like, that was very important for me. Like, I wanted to be able to establish ourselves and make splashes in the right markets. We actually just signed a band from Texas that's with Standby Records called Light the Fire. Mm-hmm. I believe you just had their A&R rep... on here not too long ago, Matt Vigilotti.
Yeah, he was on here.
So this will air after, like, they're
all. Oh, I mean, that already aired.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
But you know, like, that was, like, our first, like, you know, soiree into signing a signed band, which is mm-hmm. different, because it's usually like the, oh, cool, like, you know, we're gonna push you to the stars and, like, you know, try to get somebody signed, that whole deal. But being able to come in and be established and having somebody believe in what your vision is for
them. There's already a team behind you.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's already there. So you're just coming in and it's like, okay, well, let me help you. Let me help navigate you through the bullshit. Let me help make sure you're taken care of. You know, if for whatever reason, if your rep is telling you something you don't like to hear, maybe I can break it down for you in a way that's going to be easier for you to understand.
Well, you're the liaison.
Exactly.
With all them. I've got to cut you off for a second. Sure. We are going to continue this interview. Second half. Hopefully it'll be really frenetic like this half. I'm learning a lot about you. And we're not even repeating ourselves.
Really not.
So that could be good or bad. Stick around. Tell me a story, Todd.
I like to wear pants.
Tell me a story that's conducive to this show.
Conducive how?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm a son of a bitch.
Yeah, you're being a dick. Tell me a specific story that you think would be relevant to those listening to the show, which try to get some information, educational purposes. Oh, God, Todd. No, Tom walked by. The CEO, whenever he walks by, gets scared. All right, your turn. Tell me a story.
Great. I think he's still outside.
He is. He never leaves.
But, no, in terms
he
of...
He never, ever leaves.
He lives here. In terms of relevance, honestly, like, for me, like, especially, like, with arts management, like, I had a hard time finding, like, what my passion was, like, in life. Which is why I'm here. Like, I was always, like, trying to, like, figure out, like, you know, what kind of a company I wanted to start or whatever the situation was. Like, I never wanted to work with other people for a very long time. Like, that was very important for me. But this was something that for me, it just kind of like spoke to me on a very different level. And it's anytime that I get an artist who's like sends some like new track over, I'm just like super excited about like being able to play with that. And like, that's just, I don't know. It's just like a really like weird, like eager quirk that I have. And that's a story. I can tell you a children's story. If
that's
you like.
Really not a story. That was more like an, I don't even know. That sounded like a lecture. I want to hear a story, a specific story that you have. Nothing to do with touring, but with some of your artists. Because last time you were here, which no one will ever hear, you talked about a dick pic.
I did.
Tell me a story.
Okay. That particular story.
You don't have to repeat that, but you can.
Oh, I will repeat her that.
Verbatim.
Oh, shit. But no, with that particular situation, that's also a dick joke. With that particular situation.
Is that a dick joke because you're referencing Jersey Shore?
I think so. The situation. But also, I know a lot of people that call their penis the situation. I don't really know. But everybody's different.
I don't have a penis.
I cut mine off years ago.
Smart.
It really was the way to go. But with this particular incident, my roommate, who's also our president of production, he was shouting from across the apartment. He was just like, there's a dick on my phone. There's a dick on my phone. And I was just like, is it yours? It no.
Were you calm?
Yeah.
There's a dick on my phone. Is it yours?
I'm like, I have to ask the question because, like, it's a fun joke that we all play. Like, I've known him for a long time. And, like, sometimes if you leave your phone out, sometimes a flaccid penis ends up on your phone.
Nah,
it's just the way of the world. It is what it is. But he comes, like, running into mine and Alexa's bedroom, and he, like, throws his phone, like, hits me in the chest. I'm like,
with the dick still on?
Yeah, dick. Like, I thought I was going to get hit in the face. Like, would I be gay then? I don't know. But not that
there's
anything wrong with that.
Listen, if you fuck a guy in the ass, you're not gay. If you get fucked in the ass,
you is gay. That's the way it works. But with this, like, he just threw it at me. I looked
everywhere
at it, and I was just like.
Everywhere you look. Sorry.
No, I looked at it, and I was just like, oh, shit. That's really not. That's not it. Nope. Mm-mm. Like, I just have a very different, like, grooming standard of my personal self. But at the same time, like, it was just, it was a disaster. Like, you know, as an artist manager, you're like, well, like, how do you really come back from that? You know, like, it's just like, well, like, I don't want anybody else to look bad. And honestly, you know, to just throw out, like, business practice, like, you know, they weren't operating on a contract at that point in time. Like, it was very much a handshake, and we were trying to figure out how we were really going to work together still. And for me, it was the out that I needed from that relationship. And sometimes you need that. Like, you know, like, you can believe in the content, but you're learning that your personal beliefs don't really line up. And for me, with how I structure
my
company.
Kind of like what Kim Kardashian's mom did to her after that came out.
Yeah. But, like, for me, like,
made
we just
her
didn't.
Her career.
Shit.
Yeah.
But, like, we just didn't, like, as a whole. The
you
way
didn't
that,
see eye to dick with them?
No, I mean, really, I think with that particular situation, like, what he was trying to get, like, you know, dick to mouth, and it just didn't work out.
Not with you?
No, not with me or with that person.
Because you may not have a dick, but you have a mouth.
Yeah. But, like, props to the individual who posted that on social media, because I just, like, getting
it gave you an out.
Yeah, no, it's that, but, like, also getting, like, an unsolicited, like, dick pic when, like, somebody's in a relationship is disrespectful as fuck. And it was just, like, the caption was just really. If I'm being, like, completely honest, it was very fucking rapey. And I was just like, all right, dude. Well, that's just not going to work out.
There's so much of that stuff, the rapey stuff. Why do people with guitars think that it's okay?
I don't know. Like, and it's like, you're not even big yet, dude. In a lot of ways.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
If I wanted to come back, I would wipe it off your chin.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. But no, like, it was just, I sent it to, like, as crappy as it is, like, there's a really good friend of mine. His name is Frankie Sweets. Frankie Sweets, that's his real name.
Is that a porn star name?
He's also been in porn.
I rest my case.
Truth be told, he's actually had intercourse with Chyna, the former professional wrestler.
Oh,
may she rest in peace. Wrestlers just keep dying.
Yeah, well, it's the steroids.
It's the growth hormones for the Peters. But, you know, like, I sent it to him because he's the funniest guy that I know. And I was just like, Frank, like, what do you think of this? And he was just like, well, it's not quite a dick yet. And I was like, oh my fucking God. All right. But also at the same time, it was.
What you
like,
gonna do, brother?
Brother, when this dick runs wild all over you. It didn't get to that point. But like what he said back, like I wouldn't feel comfortable repeating, honestly, because that might get you shut down. Just all, yep. But no, like I sent it to him and I was just like, what would you do? And he was just like,
drop that shit.
Fuck no, like, get that out of here.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, like, in no offense to them, like, and they're
none taken.
No, like they're great musicians at the same time. And it was just, it was the right time. And it was just, you know, it needed to happen. Mm-hmm. It, you know, and unfortunately, like, you know, that's the, you know, as the owner of a company, those are the decisions that you solely make. To where it's just like, you know, your staff could think one way, but ultimately I'm the guy making that choice. And for me, that choice was very quick, swift, and decisive. And
get the fuck out.
You done. Bye-bye.
I mean, so. It was just not an educated move. And like you said, the previous half hour,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to really work with someone that you have certain personality conflicts with on yeah. moral grounds.
Yeah, and I'll be real. It was political. It was very, like, political disbeliefs. To where I'm just like, I have my opinion, you have yours, and in my opinion, your opinion sucks.
So. Well, I think that the majority of people listening would probably agree with you on that.
I hope so.
They might not agree with anything else you've said this entire show, but they will agree with that. So let's hear about some of the other acts you manage that don't have dick pics out.
Great.
Let's be positive.
I have a lot of clients right now. The Mirage Theory, they're based out of Brea, California. They're a progressive metal band.
Where's Brea?
It's like the fucking boondocks, man. It's far away. I'm still trying to learn, like, California geography. I'll get there someday.
You'll get to California someday.
Someday. I've been trying. But, like, it's probably like 2.5 hours away, give or take. But they've done some really big things this past year. They played a show. They're originally from Puerto Rico. We had them out in San Juan playing with Silent Planet. They're pretty good friends with those guys. And we also
had
them
really
out.
Well now.
Hmm? And we also had them out with a event in Tijuana, Mexico earlier this back in November called Dead Fest. So that was pretty cool. Like, they've had a big
because
year.
Because of all the people that get killed in Tijuana. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, it worked out. And like, that's like honestly where my touring experience came in. Like, I was able to like to get them a mock up of like what their manifest is for all their equipment. So where like they could cross a border and it would be completely seamless. You know, I was
which
able
is
to,
really impossible.
Yeah.
Especially with your country, Canada. Mm. Holy shit.
No, I've getting in and out, like, you know, with any kind of anything. And there's a story there about my roommate. I'm going to sidebar real fast. He was supposed to.
You're going
to
cyber really fast?
Sidebar.
Okay,
sidebar.
I was about to say I have age, sex, location.
Age, sex, ASL. But. No, he was supposed to drive a truck back for the production company that I work for, and he got busted at customs with having a little nug in his backpack. He doesn't smoke weed. I do a lot. And I was just like,
It's a 420 friendly call.
I fucking love it. But like, he calls me from the airport, and granted, like, it's in Canada, and I was just like, dude, what the fuck are you calling me? Like, why aren't you at the venue now? What's going on? He was like, they're not letting me through. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, what did you tell them? And he was just like, oh, well, they saw, like, you know, there's a nugget. And I'm like a chicken nugget? I'm like, what the fuck are you traveling with? And he was just like, no, like, they found, like, a nugget. And I was like, you've got to be shitting me with this.
There's a doggy here.
Oh, I love it. ADHD.
They can't hear us. What? Yeah, how many ADD kids does it take to screw in a light bulb? Want some Jello?
Oh, God. I want some pudding.
Give me you want a snack pack?
Get your damn snack
pack. I'll be your snack pack.
But no, like, you know, in regards to, like, you know, that it was a really simple thing being able to get people like, across the border. Like, we had to get a passport expedited as well, and that's a simple thing to do, honestly. Everybody who thinks that getting a passport is complicated, you're fucking stupid. It's easy. You can just go down to the passport office
and
say,
for it.
Yeah, you pay for it, and you say, I'm flying out in 3 days. Great. You'll have the passport 2 days. When we flew to London, like, she got her
passport.
Have
another shrimp on the bobby.
I don't think that's that country.
Oh.
I think that's Australia.
You are so ignorant.
He chimed in.
Fantastic. But no, like, being able to get like that, like, you know,
London,
expedited.
A third world country.
it's terrible there. I want to move there so fucking bad.
I love London. So expensive.
Yeah. But no, like, we were able to get, like, you know, a passport expedited for the vocalist of that band. And like, that was kind of like a huge turning point for them because, you know, our goal with them is to get them playing events like Euroblast in Germany, because, like, especially in Prague, like, that's where they're going to make the most money, is being able to go overseas, because honestly, the scene here is kind of dying and over there it's flourishing. So being able to get them out and to be able to have, like, you know, some great success, that's going to be where they're going to find it, honestly.
You know, bands that were really, really big here in the 90s or 2000s, because Americans, it's very cyclical and people kind of fade away, still kill it overseas. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, Good Charlotte, it did really well 10 years ago, you know?
Yep.
But they could not sell out the Staples Center. But they could sell out that equivalent abroad. It's
pretty
absolutely. Insane.
Mm-hmm. We also have a like more modern rock band called Titans in Time, based out of Cleveland, Ohio. Their album is going to be coming out in the next couple of days. depending on when this airs. So it'll be out at that point in time.
Hope so.
But no, they're really doing some really different stuff. Like, it's almost like a, like, you know, call back to like Breaking Benjamin and stuff like that.
I love Breaking Benjamin.
It's really like, it's not the style of music that I traditionally listen to, honestly. Mm-hmm. And like,
they call it butt rock.
Butt rock. But no, like, it was something that, like, for me, like, I was drawn into it, and it was just, they're very talented musicians and they're really great people. And I'm really excited to see like what our relationship kind of becomes. My oldest client, Scream to Sirens, like, they're hard at work with their upcoming, you know, full length. And it's been, you know, it's going to be a very drastic change from what it was previously. It's very experimental, very theatrical, mm-hmm. and it's not what their fans would expect, honestly. And we're very excited about what that's going to be.
Challenge them.
And it's, I'm very proud of what they're doing right now. We have a new drummer coming into the band, so it's going to be, you know, for all intents and purposes, to, you know, one of their songs is called A New Era, and it really is for them. And they're really excited about what they're going to be able to do with that.
So they mean what they say.
No, they do. They're no bullshit. We have a lot. We actually just removed some clients as well, just to make some room for some
downsizing.
Different people that we're courting. Honestly, like, for me, like,
you don't have to say that who specifically.
No,
I know one of them's your wife that you completely downsized.
Ah, yeah.
So just so you know,
just so you know, but we still live together. Cool.
Yep. You're fired. But
however, there's this great position in opening up. Do you know anyone? Maybe. Mm-hmm. We have a electronic client, Van Adams, who they released a single a couple days ago. January? Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry about timing.
Yeah.
You were supposed to air at a normal time, but we're really putting you to pasture with this one.
I love this shit. But no, like, we're really proud of what they're doing. They should have a music video by the time this comes out as well.
Awesome.
Which is gonna be rad. Who else? Honestly, like, it's just fast.
Well, what's
and
getting you excited right now in music? What are you listening to?
My favorite artist is Noah Gunderson.
Okay.
Like, it's a lot of
you
people.
You totally,
like,
look like a Noah Gunderson fan.
Yeah, like, it's. We saw him.
No, he doesn't.
We saw him back in September, and it was like such an intimate venue, and I was just like.
Hotel Cafe?
No, Yost Theater.
Oh, wow.
And it was just like up in like the little like room upstairs, which is usually a bar.
Is that Orange County Yost Cafe?
I have no
It's not
idea.
LA, right?
No, yeah. It was more like Orange. Yeah, right? But no, it was really like special environment, and it was just like, for me, like, I've never seen him play live, and it was just like, I was just like a little kid. I was just like, this is fantastic. It was a great experience. But for me, like, that's like predominantly what I listen to, like, in terms of like metal. Like, Slaves is probably my favorite band, and like their new stuff.
Johnny Craig seems like a nice guy.
Honestly, like, there a lot of people, like, you know, want to talk shit about him. But
no, I've never met him.
Like, and for me, like, it's.
I went out with his ex-wife.
Oh, shit.
I'll tell you a story that I never thought I'd tell a story like this on the air. But so J-Date, you know, you've heard of that site, right?
Yeah.
I would get contacted by a lot of girls that weren't Jewish. I guess they just assumed that I had a trust fund or something. I don't know what it was, but I got contacted by this girl named Amanda, and she lived in Arizona, and she drove 6 hours to meet me. We had a date. Nice girl. Never dated again. She eventually married Johnny Craig. And if you Google, you'll see some fun stuff about both of them.
That's
my story.
But no, like, as far as, like, you know, with what they're doing right now, like, their music is so different. So, like, really, like, up my alley as far as, like, what I like to listen
Soulful
to.
Soulful screamo?
It's, yeah, honestly, like, you know, like, I love shit like that. And for me, like, it's why, like, all of my metal clients, like, I always ask them, like, can you give me something softer? Like, to where we can actually market this more mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Because, honestly, like, marketing metal music, it's fucking hard. Nobody cares about it anymore.
You have a shelf life, too.
You know, like, absolutely. Like, and being able to sell that to, like, anything. Honestly, mm-hmm. like, even, like, the hardest record label, like, they want to see some kind of levity. They want to see something different. Mm-hmm. It's where it isn't just like, oh, my God, I'm screaming in every song. It sounds like this.
Everything.
You know, it's bullshit. So, like, I try to encourage all of our clients to give, you know, have it be a little bit different, you know, and I cite people like Slaves for, like, being able to come in and have something that's really hard in terms of music, like, you know, musically, but the vocals are so smooth and heavenly, honestly, and, like, that's, it's marketable. Like, you know, there's a reason why, like, you know, Johnny Craig can go from band to band to band to band and sell.
He's in so many different things.
Yeah, and, like, you know, that's really, like, there's something to be said about that, like, just from a marketing standpoint. And, like, that's honestly, like, our vocalist from Scream to Sirens, Trevor Lake, you know, he has a very just insane voice. You know, like, you would think that, like, he was, like, trained in, like, musical theater, honestly.
Is that, like, where the theatrical part comes in?
I have no idea. Like, I don't, like, I've never asked, like, you know, schooling background. I try to keep that, like, very, like, you know, cut for me. But, like, it was something that, like, everything that he was doing previously, it was just screaming, and that was it. And I was like, why? Like, your clean voice is so wonderful. Like, and every time that, like, you know, we would send off their, like, you know, music to people, like, you know, potential producers, and it was, that was the feedback we would get is, hey, the screaming is cool and everything like that, but his voice is fantastic. Let's hear more of that. You know?
You just unintentionally did something awesome, which might be a metaphor for this whole show, but we're both managers. We manage some bands. This is what I try not to get in the way of the creative part. I try not to, like, yeah, maybe I could actually help you write a better bridge, or maybe I can do this or whatever, but I just offer my opinion, but I don't get in the way.
Yeah.
Do you have that issue, or because I don't know if, have you ever written a song? Like, do you come from that perspective?
No, I don't come from, like, honestly, I come from, like, more of an asset management background, to be honest. But at the same time, like,
is that, like, risk?
I think it could be.
Okay.
But living with musicians, I'm able to pick up on things. You know, like, I'll never be the person that can say, like, well, I can sit down and write a song, or anything like that, or understand how that works. However, I can look at and listen to it and say, I can sell that or I can't sell that. And that's how I can look at it. And I prefer to give
people...
So
purely business.
Yeah, yeah. And I prefer to give people honest feedback. And that's always, like, you know, whenever it was, like, coming up with, like, oh, what's your company mission statement? I'm honest. There you go.
That's my mission statement.
Like, that's it. Like, I will give you my 100% feedback at all points in time. If I think you're coming at me with a bullshit idea, I'm going to say it sucks.
Right.
And, like, is it a little hard, like, you know, with my fiance? Sure.
Because,
like, because it's just like, well, like... Hey, like, you know, I'm going to, like, you know, she'll, like, I'll come home, like, you know, from tour, and she'll say, hey, I wrote a song, like, you know, you want to hear it? I'm like, yeah, of course. And then, like, it could honestly, like, be, like, you know, her banging on, like, pots and pans, and I'm like, it's great, because I love her, like, so much.
That's how I feel Radiohead fans are. No matter what, it's like, oh, my God, that's brilliant.
That's so good. But no, like, and it's honestly, like, you know, that's why she'll, like, she'll call me on that shit. She's like, yo, that sucks. What are you talking about? I'm like,
I fooled you.
I fooled you again. I sang in Mandarin that whole time. Like,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
I actually took a semester Mandarin.
Oh, really?
Hun hao ni baba mama yo ma. So on that note, thank you so much, Todd, for coming out. Over the next few weeks, we're going to have a whole bunch of guests that aren't booked yet because this was pre-recorded months and months ago. So stick around for Waldman's Words. Todd, please give your socials the ways that people could check out Ambiguous. I'm a fan of you. I'm a fan of Plexiglass. Shout out. And... I just had Coke Zero, and I'm feeling really weird.
I love it. You can check us out at ambiguousmanagementgroup.com. Honestly, just check us out there. That's really where you're going to find the most information. I prefer that. I don't give a shit about Facebook. I don't give a shit about Instagram. I would like to plug my fantastic new legal team, Michelle Kennedy. She's fantastic, and I'm very excited to be able to
have
that.
You have in-house attorney?
Yes.
Who the fuck are you?
am somebody who wants to be very prepared for what this could be and what I want it to be. Wow. And for me, I need that kind of advice.
That's amazing.
So, like, yeah.
You don't hear that too often from smaller companies. No offense, but that's amazing.
No, of course. Like, that was a huge thing for me to get done quickly, and I'm very thankful.
Have you had any recent legal troubles?
No, not at all. I like to, you know, get ahead of the curve.
Good stuff. Well.
Cool.
One, you know, we're going to close and open this with advice. Any advice for those who want to be like you, besides get your full-blown legal team?
Honestly, if you want to be something, just be something. Figure out what it is. It doesn't have to be an artist manager. It doesn't have to be a dishwasher. It doesn't have to be anything. But just be happy with your fucking life and live it. And don't listen to anybody else's opinions but your own.
So you're contradicting my question. Thank you so much for saying that. It makes me feel really great about having you here twice.
I love it.
I love it so much. Thank you. All right. Stick around for Waldman's Words every single Tuesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Fist pound.
Boom.
Thanks for coming.
Love it.
Bye.
Bye.